The Joe I was greeted by on Tuesday was not what I had hoped for. Lying on the bed, staring at the ceiling, she had even less to say than the day before. I found myself talking more to her roommate to find out how her day was going. As I moved closer to Joe, I realized she was in need of some assistance, so I sought out a nursing assistant. After she had been changed into her nightgown, she was seated in her wheelchair. I moved closer to sit next to her and talk. She responded in head nods or turns, with little talking in between. She refused her dinner and became restless. Her arms, situated on the armrests of her wheelchair, would drop to her lap one after the other, with time lapsing in between. Her hands would raise, and her head would slowly fall. She rubbed and rubbed as if there was a mark to remove. Slowly, she sat back up. Her left arm found the nearest armrest first, her right arm to follow minutes later. The process repeated. She refuted being uncomfortable, having pain, or experiencing a migraine, which was not uncommon for her. As she leaned forward during her cycle of restlessness, I began to scratch her back, an act I find comforting. She could not vocalize anything being wrong, but she and I both knew that something wasn't right. Finally, I asked if she just wanted to cry. She looked me in the eye and nodded. I leaned forward and our foreheads met. I whispered, "It's okay to cry. I can cry with you if you would like." She shook her head into mine. I inched my body closer to hers and softly said, "Joe, you are such a strong woman. You've always taken care of everyone else. Can you let somebody take care of you?" She started to shake her head again, and then resigned to a nod. Our foreheads still meeting, I wrapped my arms around her and drew her closer. I murmured what a beautiful woman she was. She fervently shook her head to indicate no. I reassured her that I still believed she was. I had seen the pictures. However, I continued to inform her that she was still beautiful because she shared beauty. Her gardens were beautiful. Her stories were beautiful. She was beautiful. She nodded slightly. Then, I believe to her surprise, but not opposition, I began to lift her. With her blanket still wrapped around her frail body, I transferred her to my lap. Her head in the crook of my neck and her arms faintly around my waist, I began to rock ever so gently. She relaxed into me. I hummed for her to rest and calmly stroked her back. We were at peace when I held Joe.